I want to make it clear for the people who are watching, right?
Yes, sir.
As if we're talking about a real estate book or podcast for dummies, right?
Got you. And got
no
you.
Insult on anybody. No, but honestly, sometimes we got to break it down. Like to be clear, mm-hmm. How smart does one have to be to get into this?
You can be stupid.
Okay.
So, for example, if you take my class, mm-hmm. right, we'll teach you all the steps. It's idiot proof. The numbers is the numbers. Yeah. Well, how do young folks say the math is math?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? So it's all numbers.
Right.
It's all numbers. Mm-hmm. Right?
The math don't be math.
Welcome to another episode of Blended Views Unfiltered. This is DeAndre.
This is Nick.
Listen, we talk life, love, and business. Today, we back on business. Probably going to cover all things again, but we got special guest again. Looks familiar. He was here earlier this year, but welcome Tone Robinson back to the show.
Thanks for having me, fellas. I appreciate it.
Listen, man, anytime we can get on here and chop it up about some business, some real estate, some events, this is the go-to man. So give the people, for those new viewers who may mm-hmm. be tuning in for the first time or just, you know, get them not familiar with who you are, give them a little bit about yourself.
Man, I appreciate the opportunity. It's good to join you guys.
Yes, sir.
I met my man Nick for the first time today, so I'm looking forward to the conversation. The ladies brought so much good questions and good energy last time, so I'm definitely looking forward to hanging out with you guys. For the guys who don't know me, my name is Tony Robinson. I'm an investor from Cleveland, Ohio. My company really works with everyday people to help them put money back into their budget. And, you know, last time I checked, we all need money back into our monthly budget, right?
Absolutely.
And so, you know, we've really been able to help people over the last 25 years, hundreds of people really be able to qualify or get their first investment property or their first primary home. And so really just being able to do that. And now we're really focusing on, with our events, helping people get acclimated to being an investor.
Nice.
And so we take people from a non-investor to active investor in 90 days. So that's it, man. That's what we got going on.
That's fire. Listen, Tone got an event coming up, and we're going to get to that. We're going to dive straight into some convo, because a lot of changes have happened since our last conversation. Okay. We talk about in the world, but specifically even in the U.S. with this inflation.
Yes, sir.
A lot of things going on with price increases in the mm-hmm. housing market and whatnot. Mm-hmm. How hard has it been, if it has been, mm-hmm. as far as in your world of business, how hard has it been to adjust to make sure that you either stay the same mm-hmm. or see those margins increase?
That's a great question, man. You know, if you stay in the same in real estate, you're really losing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know, really in business and in life. And so the market is definitely changing.
Yeah.
Right. But it's cyclical. So I'll give you an example. I remember I've been in business 14. So about 16 years ago, I was working in banking mm-hmm. and I was doing mortgage loans. And so the rates at that time were around 6.5-7%, which is where they are now.
Yeah.
And so people look at the rate environment and say, oh, the rates are high. The rates are high. Where they're high from historically lows at 2-3%.
Yeah.
But really, they're cyclical. And so if you were buying houses 15, 16 years ago, the rates were the same then that they are now. And so the environment is just cyclical, like the economy. Nothing's really changing.
Yeah.
What has changed is there's more people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the economy is a little different. But housing has really, you know, the housing market is rock solid right now.
Yeah.
Because there's more people than there are houses.
Mm-hmm.
And so that mm-hmm. creates a surplus or you know, a demand for housing.
Right.
And so if you got property, you know, that means you have an opportunity to, you know, set your price and commensurate to the market, but set your price.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what about, okay, so we see a lot of like dilapidated homes,
mm-hmm.
Especially when you, what would be considered the hood
mm-hmm.
and whatnot.
Yes.
Is it better to tear these down and start fresh, or would it make more sense to just go in there, gut it down to the bones, flip that bad boy?
Man, that's a great question. So really, that's really a layup.
Mm-hmm.
So there is an answer, and there is no right answer.
Gotcha.
So it depends on the zip code. And so Nick and I were having a conversation before we started, talking about there's a strategy for every zip code in the country,
mm-hmm.
more specifically Northeast Ohio. So if you in the south side of Youngstown,
yeah,
or if you in, let's say, Slavic Village in Cleveland, those are some of the poor neighborhoods in the city as defined by, you know, the government and what have you. They call it low to moderate income. In those areas, you're not going to rebuild because the land is not prime real estate. And so if you're going to build, you're probably looking at a vacant land and putting something small on that land versus rebuilding a residential home. But if you're in a prime neighborhood like a Beechwood or a Solon or a Boardman, then you're going to rebuild because the land has value.
Got you.
And so you're looking at those neighborhoods to find opportunities for appreciation and all of that. And you'll get that. So every zip code is very different.
Yeah.
There is no blanket answer for, you know, this neighborhood versus that neighborhood is really specific.
Yeah.
And the numbers matter. How much we putting into it, how much we getting out of it, how much we making, the margins matter.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So if you're in the middle of a, let's say, something you plan on having as a rental, right?
I got one.
So you're in the middle of getting this home fixed up, right? Numbers are starting not to make sense, for example,
no, that's
right?
A problem.
Okay. Do you continue on the road of rental? Or do you now say, you know what, this is just about to be a flip and we just about to one off this?
My man, Dre, I love the question. I'm going to tell you why I love the question. It's such a beginner's question, right?
Got you.
Here's why. You make your money when you buy the house. Let me give you an example. I'm going to, on our bus tour that we got coming up, and I know we're going to talk about that here in a minute. One of the properties that we're going to showcase is one of my own.
Got you.
That I just recently acquired. And we're going into it using it with the thought process of a midterm rental. Midterm.
Okay.
So a lot of people may not be familiar with that term.
Right. I was just about to say, what is that?
Everybody knows short-term rental.
Yeah. Yep.
Right? Airbnb, vacation rental, VRBOs, right? Most people are not familiar with midterm rentals. So that would be your corporate housing, right?
Yep.
Your insurance opportunities for people who have had a loss, had a fire or a flood at their home. They need temporary housing for 6, 9, 12 months, right? Or you're looking at your traveling medical professionals. So most people are familiar with them, right? But how do you effectuate that to bring it to market? So we're going to show that on the bus tour.
Dope.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's fine. So, speaking of the bus tour, like who's the perfect people for the bus tour?
Man, that's a man. Listen, so
who are we targeting?
This is the primary reason I'm here right now.
Okay.
Really, I want to talk to the people who can really benefit from the bus tour. And really, there's three types of people that benefit from the bus tour. The beginning investor, right? Who wants to understand how to break down those numbers. Does this make sense? Does that make sense? How much am I spending? So that's the beginner who really kind of needs some information to get started, right? Number two is the investor that's had some skin in the game before and maybe lost his shirt or has some skin in the game and found out, I really don't want to deal with tenants or I don't want to, you know, deal with that aspect of it. And so they kind of got burned out and maybe stepped away from it for a minute. But they see now that real estate is the way to really gain some wealth. So the person who has been burned or has got their feet wet a little bit, but didn't necessarily understand the complexities involved in it. And the experienced investor who's just looking for new opportunities and new markets. Nice. So a lot of my clients live in California, Texas. They live in Russia, Israel, France. They live all over the world.
Oh, wow.
And so those people trust us to manage their assets for them. And so essentially what we're doing is we're getting people acclimated to what's going on in Northeast Ohio. Nice. So the bus tour is the way that we do that.
Nice.
I appreciate that. That's a good question.
That's fire.
Who do you typically see more? Like the beginner?
You know, we typically see more beginners, right? So usually we'll have 3 to 5 to 10 people that are from out of the state that come in that are interested in investing in Northeast Ohio or more specifically Cleveland. And they are trying to get their feet wet, trying to gain some resources with people, some property managers or realtor, contractors, things of that nature. But most of the people will be beginners who are interested in trying to get a foothold and see how they can get that first one.
Do you typically recommend like a threshold of, you know, coming to the table with this amount of money, credit score, and this, or it's like ground zero, we're going to work with you?
Absolutely not. Ground zero, we're going to get you started. So essentially, my my company is a consulting company.
Okay.
And so we work with people to help them get, like I said, to take you from a non-investor to an active investor in 90 days.
Nice.
So how do we do that? Because that's really the question, right? How do we take you from a non-investor to active investor? So there's a multiple ways you can do that, because you can make money so many ways in real estate.
Okay, okay.
Right? So we talked about there's short-term and mid-term rentals. Well, what you're doing in that case is that you're going to be buying and holding. That's for someone who has their credit in a little bit more of a better position.
Okay.
Somebody who may have a couple dollars sitting to the side,
okay,
don't know what to do with it, but they're ready, or at least they think they're ready mentally, right? So that person is absolutely can benefit and start right away.
Okay.
They already got their credit in position. They got a couple dollars and they're ready to go.
What's in position? You know, this blended views. We got to let them know. What's in position?
That's a great question.
Because some people might say, hey, I got a six.
If you above a 620, you're lendable.
Nice.
620. Mm-hmm. Right. So that's kind of that's not a high number. It's not a low number.
But good to start.
But it's a beginner.
Okay.
Right. So if you got a 620 credit score, you're lendable to most financial institutions in the country.
So anything under 620, get your stuff together before you come talk to my man.
Not at all. So, not at all. So here's why. So on our last episode, I brought my book.
Mm-hmm.
And with that book, we talk about credit. The first third of the book is about credit.
Okay.
So it doesn't really matter. You know, you got some street brothers that's probably listening too.
So just in case anybody didn't see that, what's the book called and where can we
get it? It's called The Offensive Playbook.
Offensive Playbook.
Nine Rules for Guaranteed Real Estate Success.
Okay, we're going to tag that in the show notes.
Just absolutely. So you can find it on my website at tonerobinson.com, T-O-N-E, tonerobinson.com. What's that?
Get affiliate on that?
Affiliate?
I'm just playing.
We go,
let me talk about that.
I got you. My man. Yes, sir.
I'm just playing.
No, that's real business though.
Yeah.
So you're saying people like they can start, you know, get the book, get your credit up. But let's go. We had a 620, you lendable.
If you had a 620, you lendable, how much cash do you have?
Okay.
Right? And then so what I do is I help people kind of understand and give them a one-on-one to understand their individual situation. Everybody's situation is different,
okay,
right? A business owner is going to be a little different from somebody who has a job. Somebody who has cash in the bank is going to be a little different than somebody who has limited resources, right? So everybody's situation is individual, and I try not to give blanket answers.
Yeah.
But as far as somebody who's really looking to get that first property, mm-hmm, we'll help you break down some of those school and bank myths.
Nice.
Because that's really what it's all about.
That's good.
If you live in that world where you're, you know, I went to the banker said I should do this, and without doing your own homework, you're really going to be lost.
That's good.
So can you tell the difference between a mortgage company, a bank, mm-hmm, hard money lender?
Yes, sir.
And it was a new one. I can't
asset
even think
based
of it.
Lender.
There you go.
Yes, sir. All of them are very different.
Okay.
And they all serve different clients.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are if you had a job,
mm-hmm,
you've been on a job 3, 5, 7 years, and you have steady income and you got a couple dollars, your bank on the corner, PNC, yep, Huntington, Fifth Third, those are going to be probably the better avenues for somebody like that.
Yeah.
Because your income is very steady, it's stable, you get a W-2, the bank's like that.
Mm-hmm.
You get to someone like myself who's self-employed, who doesn't have regular, mm-hmm, we got regular income,
right,
but not regular income, right? I'm not able to go to Huntington or PNC,
mm-hmm,
by choice, but I choose not to.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for a hard money or an asset-based lender to do my deals,
mm-hmm,
if I'm looking to finance.
Gotcha.
So the deal I just recently acquired,
mm-hmm,
I went conventional,
yeah,
but it was a non-conventional lender.
Gotcha.
It was a mortgage company per se.
Okay.
Yes. So when you have non-traditional situations, even though I got good credit,
mm-hmm,
you know, I don't want to show them tax returns.
Right. Right.
If we gonna keep it all the way
above. Yeah.
We're keeping those tax returns away.
Yeah.
So
giving some game right
we,
now.
We that. Use bank statements.
Right.
So there are all different types of lenders for all different types of people.
Okay.
Right. And so if you're an investor, if you got your money up and your money together, I had a client who is looking to buy a property, one of our properties right now. They're in California. It's a $75,000 purchase,
mm-hmm,
for a multifamily.
Oh,
it's
wow.
already cash flowing and it's already turnkey.
Oh, wow.
Right. So it's $75,000, but they want to finance it as opposed to paying cash.
Got you.
Right. So we got to match them up with a lender that'll do a purchase under $100,000, number one, non-owner occupied, number two. So there's factors involved, and that lender ain't going to be PNC or Huntington. Mm-hmm. Right? It's going to be a more non-traditional type of lender.
Got you. So for, okay, let's just say, for example, let's say I'm around the 600 and let's say I make $45,000 a year.
You're average American. So
let's say I'm terrified to come in because my mindset is I have to come in this and do it by myself.
That's correct.
Can I come in and team up with somebody and do this?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Those are called syndications.
Okay.
And so essentially you, me and him, if you got 5,000, if you're looking to invest in a property, that's a relatively weak position. Okay. But you got five, I got five, he got five. We bring our 15 together. It's a lot stronger position.
Yeah.
So teaming up is absolutely powerful when it comes to real estate. Even more powerful is the mindset. You got to have people on the same mindset. That's number one. Even more so before the information.
Yeah.
Because the information is going to be useless if you don't have the mindset to execute on
it. Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm it's good that you said that. You know, we're kind of, me and Drake kind of got the same position on mindset, because I believe mindset is the fundamental foundation.
Absolutely.
What type of mind, from your perspective, to win in real estate, let's say you're the average American.
Mm-hmm.
What's that mindset? What's a winning mindset going into this, you know, industry?
I love your show, bro. So, man, that's another phenomenal question, bro. Yeah. So, I'll answer it this way. So when you looking at your individual situation, you have to look at what you bring to the marketplace. And if you're a beginning investor, where is your experience come into play? So if you have no experience, how can you gain some experience?
Yeah.
Right. So a lot of us are looking at YouTube University.
Oh yeah.
Right. Here's what YouTube cannot give you. It's not going to sit with you and hold your hand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so those kind of services or opportunities are going to come when you pay for it. That's the first mindset. If you're not willing to pay for your education or not willing to pay to learn, to shorten your learning curve in any business, it's going to be difficult.
Oh yeah.
That's the first mindset change. That's number one. Number two, turn off the TV. Turn off the TV. The news. So when you talked about the interest rate, it sounds like somebody's on the news, right? So if you look at most investors, or if you listen or follow investors online, or they're, you know, what they're doing, 95% of them will tell you interest rates don't matter. Only consumers who are watching the news care about interest rates. Investors don't care. Here's why. If I, that property I was telling you about at $75,000, if you get it at 7% or 10%, the only thing that fluctuates is your monthly payment.
Right.
Right. You're getting cash flow coming back.
Yeah.
So if I'm getting this property, that property is bringing in about $1,600 a month on $75,000. That's more than double what the loan responsibility is.
Gotcha.
So if your payment is $450 or $600, does it really matter?
No.
You cash flowing
either way it goes. Yeah. So yes, it does matter. Mm-hmm. Let me be clear. At the same time, we're talking about investments.
Right.
Right. What's the cash flow? You budget that in to your equation so that you can cash flow.
Yeah.
You asked a question earlier I didn't fully answer. You asked about if you get into a property, because we got some friends that have done that.
Yeah.
Right. Get into a property and you, you know, you start renovating.
Yeah.
And you find out a lot more information than you had than when you got into it. Or you estimate it wrong. You say, man, listen, I'm going to need to do this, this, and this. I think it's going to cost X, Y, Z. That's an information gap.
Yeah.
Right. If you don't know any contractors, Google won't tell you what the prices are in your area, in your backyard.
Yeah.
And it won't tell you if you're slab is level or if it's not level, or if that
experience
is, you need experience, right? And so that's the reason we host the bus tours, is to bring all of that experience in one place.
Yeah.
Our contractors will be there, our realtors will be there, our property managers will be there, our wholesalers will be there. So there'll be professionals giving you the game, so to speak, while you're on the bus. So it'll demystify how much is that electric if I got to upgrade it? How much is the roof? I don't know. If you're just guessing, mm-hmm. your numbers are going to be wrong.
Yeah.
Right? You got to know how much per square foot, how much per linear foot. That's where it matters. Mm. So that's what we teach on the bus.
That's good.
So not to sound or ask redundant questions, right? But I want to make it clear for the people who are watching, right?
Yes, sir.
As if we're talking about a real estate book or podcast for dummies, right?
Got you.
No insult on anybody. No, but honestly, sometimes we got to break it down. Like, to be clear, mm-hmm. how smart does one have to be to get into this?
You can be stupid.
Okay.
So, for example, if you take my class, mm-hmm. right, we'll teach you all the steps. It's idiot proof. The numbers is the numbers. Yeah. Well, how do young folks say the math is math?
Yeah.
Right? So it's all numbers.
Right.
It's all numbers. Mm-hmm. Right?
That math don't be math enough.
That's true. So if you look at a house as a widget mm-hmm. and not as a house, look at it as a widget.
Got you.
Right? If my budget that I'm going to spend on renovations is $30,000, mm-hmm. I need to stick to that budget. Okay. How do I do that? If I find out this floor ain't level and I wanted to put a certain type of floor here, we're going to have to do a different kind of floor.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Instead of the plank flooring that's nice and pretty, everybody likes it. Maybe I'm going to paint this boy and put some sprinkles in there to give it that look, that mm-hmm. epoxy look.
Yeah.
I can paint this myself. Right. As opposed to paying somebody to come in and lay that floor, this is a huge space,
mm-hmm.
right? So when you consider what that looks like in your budget, you always have to be able to adjust.
Yeah.
So that's where we teach you how to read and react.
Mm-hmm.
The electrical may cost you more than you anticipate. The roof may cost you more than you anticipate. But the fixed cost, you can control.
Nice.
So I hear a lot of people talking real estate, and I'm sure you probably will cover this on the bus tour.
Mm-hmm.
The nightmare of the contractors.
Yes, sir. We live it every day.
I hear it's a nightmare, and I'm sure you're going to cover it on a bus tour, but give us, you know, say it's an amateur or, you know, somebody coming in and they say, you know what? I got a 600. You know, I want to get into real estate, but I'm terrified. You know, I got the TV on. I'm hearing everybody talk about contractors. I don't want to get ripped off. You know, like I said, you're probably going to cover it on a tour, but how can we, you know, be successful with dealing with contractors? How do we find the right people to do the right work?
Great question. That's an ongoing battle that you're always going to have in the business of real estate.
Probably going to take an L, but how can we minimize that?
Great question. So the first thing is turn off the TV.
Turn it off.
HGTV is telling you it's full of.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. full of it.
Some twin brothers' names.
I like the brothers.
Oh, okay.
But it's maybe HGTV.
Flip or flop. Turn them off.
Man.
Them on my show.
They're like funny. It's more funny than informational, right?
Mm-hmm. It do seem unrealistic.
It's unrealistic, bro. So listen, that's a great question. The reason we host the bus tours is to give you resources.
Yes.
Okay? If you go into this, like you said, by yourself,
mm-hmm.
you're going to lose your shirt. YouTube University is not enough.
Yeah.
A degree in business is not enough.
Yeah.
Having a realtor that's a cousin is not enough. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
You have to dive deep into the information and the numbers to understand what's going on in this neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
what's going on in that neighborhood, how many bedrooms, how many bathrooms, the square feet. So all of that matters. And essentially, it's a science to it.
Yeah.
So finance is a language,
mm-hmm.
nice.
Right? And so you have to learn the language of finance.
Yeah.
You asked about contractors. So there's a couple of kind of tried and true methods you can use to kind of vet your contractors.
Yeah.
Number one, stop asking for pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Stop asking for pictures. We all got iPhones. If you take a certain picture at a certain angle, you can hide anything.
Yep. Yeah.
Right? Our sisters teach us that, right?
Listen, that's
in the real estate world,
man,
too.
Man, we going to catfish. Listen, real estate catfish. We need to start that little segment.
Yeah,
man,
real estate catfish.
That's real talk. So stop asking for pictures, okay? A couple things that have been verified to work. Ask them if they have general liability insurance.
Come on now.
Most contractors won't have general liability insurance.
Separate them.
It's a separator. Absolutely. What it tells you more than anything else is two things. They take their business seriously, mm-hmm. and they care enough about their customers to ensure their work.
Nice.
So that's number one. A lot of people use a lot of different methods. PayPal is another. That's a way to vet or separate your clients or your contractors. Here's why. With PayPal, you can dispute that transaction. Right? So the guy comes and does your work. Let's say he laid your floors and they look pretty. You paid him the money. And then you move in and 2 days later, you start feeling spongy spots in the floor. They start cracking up. You know what I mean? And you're like, wait a minute. Hey, my brother, I need you to come back and
Brother ain't answering the phone.
He ain't answering the phone. You can't hear from him. Now you can dispute that transaction with PayPal.
How long did PayPal give you that? How long
did they it's enough. It's not the best scenario to always get your money back. But
they give you enough time to review their work.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. So, you know, within a week to 10 days, you can just keep the transaction more than enough time. Yeah. So general liability insurance, go to a job site. Ask them where they're working at. If a guy's busy, he going to have jobs. Pull up on him on the job site. Pull up on him, check his crews, look how they, you know, see what they're doing, the scope of work they're doing, see how they're, you know, how they're communicating with each other. And most times, most contractors, you'll be able to pull up to them to a job site. As long as it's not an occupied home or something like that. But for the most part, pull up on them, check the insurance, and use PayPal. And references matter, too. References matter.
And you do take on clients that's like investing in y'all to take care of their properties, right?
That's what our primary business is. I have a property management company.
So you kind of do this due diligence for clients.
I only use my own people.
Nice. Well,
so I don't even do the due diligence part as much anymore because of my time in the business. But for example, HVAC is one of those hard professions to try and find somebody that's really good. Right. And so we've got a few people, but they're not always available. Yeah. So you need to have more than one. And that's a gem. Have more than one contractor for each specialty. Yeah. Have more than one handyman, more than one plumber, electrician, all the trades. You need more than one, at least two, but preferably three.
Nice.
So the bus tour, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we talk in real estate, we talk on all these things. Is it strictly for real estate side, or could a contractor come on this too to vet or maybe get business or link Drake up dropped, with other contractors?
That's where it's at.
So
to
listen,
get more experience and get the gyms like the general liability.
Yes.
And,
hey, that's a play.
That is a play.
That's a play for a contractor.
Let me tell you, let me give a great example.
Mm-hmm.
My guy, Bobby. I'm giving Bobby a shout out. I know he's not on the gram. I know he's probably not watching.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving Bobby a shout out because Bobby's a roofer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Bobby's in the union. Bobby's probably done 10, 15 jobs for me over the years. Roofing jobs.
Yeah.
Okay. I use him for that specialty because that's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I invited Bobby to come on a bus.
Okay.
Bobby worked the hell out of that bus. He met everybody on the bus, gave him his information, and within 3 months, he had jobs from damn near everybody.
Sheesh.
Anybody that was either had a home, or bought an investment property, or something, he roofs, gutter, siding, he was there for it. So that's the purpose. It's an ecosystem.
Yeah.
It's an ecosystem. So we built the ecosystem to take advantage of it. So if you're on the bus is the resources.
Yeah.
So if you on the bus and you're not networking, you wasted your money, right? You don't go to InvestFest and spend that kind of money and don't talk to nobody.
Correct.
Absolutely. Right? So you need to talk to the people that's next to you on the bus and re-encourage that.
Mm-hmm.
So the contract, you don't know who that person is that you're sitting next to. So it could be a contractor, it could be a realtor, it could be whoever.
Mm-hmm.
And so the purpose is to network with the other people on the bus because we're all doing it for the purpose of real estate.
Yeah.
It's the bus tour. This is primarily Cleveland, Ohio.
Yes. Okay. For now. So we're going to take it on the road.
You got me thinking now because I'm a contractor.
Yeah. So we got LA. We got a lot of clients in the California market. And a lot of them are looking for opportunities because, as you know, the real estate out in California is crazy.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking to host a bus tour out in California. I may do it as an informational, like a pop-up first, but we'll do the bus tour out there for sure.
So what do you say to the person? Because let me back up. I'm a firm believer. You know, you pay no matter what the cost of the bus trip is.
Mm-hmm.
You'll make your money back just in knowing how to deal with contractors, just in, you know,
the information. It's a return on information.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Everybody looks for return on investment, return on my cash. Mm-hmm. How many people look for return on information?
Yeah. Yeah. They say information change situations.
That's it. So my question, the return on that. Go ahead.
My question to you is, what do you say to the person that's on the fence? Maybe it's like, I want to do it, but I don't really want to pay for this. What do you say to that person? Because like you said, information change situations, mm-hmm. and your return on information is
it's priceless.
Priceless.
It's a great question. You shooting them. You shooting them, bro. You shooting them. I love it. I love it. So listen, as you know, and it's the easiest thing to relate to most people. If I was putting together a bus tour to go to the strip club, the bus would be full.
Full. It's stacked up.
It's full, mm-hmm. right? You talking about get your money right? It's a different kind of dopamine.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's that money. The money is the dopamine. Most of us have a bad relationship with money.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to improve your relationship with money, start by investing.
Yeah. Nice.
In the information.
Yep.
This is an investment in the information.
Yeah, we call it the S&P, the SME 500.
That's right.
The SME 500, that's the best investment you can make.
That's the best investment. So the reason I went to InvestFest, for example, was to invest in myself.
Nice.
Right? It's to invest in my relationships. The relationships is the critical factor.
Absolutely.
So if you're ever considering doing anything in real estate, you need to have a data bank of resources. Yeah. That data bank is people. It's a people business. Let me repeat that. It is a people business.
Yeah.
So the relationships more than anything else matter. And so there's nothing like being able to pick up the phone and call your realtor and say, hey, I saw this property over here, whether it's on the market or off the market, doesn't matter. Tell me what it's worth, right? You can Google it. You can, Redfin or Zillow.
Yeah,
you can do all of that, but there is no substitute for an actual real estate professional pulling up the information on recent sales and saying these similar homes have sold for X.
Yeah.
So that's a relationship.
Yeah.
Okay. So if investing into your business, we're not talking about a house.
Yeah.
We're talking about a business, right? Investment property is a business. If you are not willing to invest in your business, I can't help you.
Yeah.
Right. And so I don't try and sell as much as I used to, trying to get people, come on, let's go, let's go. If you're not ready, it's not the time.
Yeah.
Right. And so I don't want to have forced conversations.
Exactly.
Right. So I want to deal with people that want to deal with us or want to deal with getting better and investing.
It's definitely a great opportunity because, you know, you're not only investing in, you're not going on a bus and paying for a bus. You're paying for your 25,
yeah.
You're paying for somebody's 25 years of experience being in this game. So if it's like, if it's day one for you, you can fast track
that.
And you can skip all of the headaches, the losses, everything, and hear from a person that's been in the industry for 26. This is a crazy opportunity. I think anybody that's on the fence about being in real estate needs to jump on this opportunity.
They do.
I appreciate you saying that. I do want to add one other note. It's not just me. So there's a whole team.
Oh man.
I was just about to talk about
my realtor. My realtor, Patrina, who will be, I don't know if she's listening. She may be. But Patrina, who works with us, who's actually going to be a broker here at her new company.
Nice.
But she's been in the business for 10 years.
Nice.
And she's come from a wealth of experience prior to that, but she's been in the business of real estate for 10 years.
Oh man.
My insurance guy, he was a banker first and now has his own insurance agency. So guess what we all need to do when we buy an investment property? You need to insure it and you make sure your life insurance while we having that conversation, while you got the insurance guy on the hook talking about the property, right? You want to know how much is that month, that premium going to cost you for the property.
So now you're talking generational wealth now.
Well, we talking about having a conversation about getting set up.
Yes.
Right. So now you can have a conversation with your insurance guy. Oh, you know what? When's the last time you had a checkup?
Mm.
Right. Let's review your situation and let's see if we can put some things in place so that we can help you fund your real estate. That's a way to fund your real estate purchases is life insurance. So whole life policies and universal index life policies. Everybody's kind of familiar with those from the internet now, but those are ways to fund your real estate. Nice. But you need an insurance agent to be able to get to that.
Yeah.
Right. So that's the reason, again, that we have the bus, is to be able to provide those resources.
Nice.
So if you're not on the bus, but you're looking for resources, where are you going?
Exactly.
Especially when you can find it all in one place.
Yeah, that's dope. So I feel like in business life in general, you need team.
Yes. Right.
Me and Nick were talking about, you know, business a little bit ago. Before you got here, and talking about scaling,
yes,
and finding ways to scale, finding different ways. What do I have to do, or what numbers do I need to reach? How many people I do? So, tell us the importance, or what did you do
scale
to get to the position of scaling? Mm-hmm. Did you take a loss in that process? Mm-hmm. Did you gain in that process? Like, what does that look like?
So, you know, it's interesting. I know Nick has his own landscaping business, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So when I started my company 14 years ago, I started doing landscaping. Mm. As a property manager, we was landscaping. Why? Yes. Because every one of those homes got needs.
Yeah. Yeah.
They need their gutters cleaned, mm-hmm. right? What else do they need? They need all kind of stuff around the house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you need a property person to mm-hmm. be able to facilitate that for
right.
you. If they're paying you to cut their grass, they're probably paying for all the other things they need in that house too.
Yeah.
So that's a conversation. It's an opportunity for a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So I started doing landscaping with the master's, by the way,
mm-hmm.
with a master's degree.
Nice.
Right. I was a shirt and tie for the corporation.
Yeah.
But for myself, we can get gritty with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, too.
Right. So you got to be willing to humble yourself too at the same time.
I like that.
If you are not willing to start over,
mm-hmm.
real estate is going to be tough. Again, it's a language. It's a language. You have to, if you can't learn Chinese in 3 weeks, even with Babbel, don't expect to learn real estate in three weeks,
yeah.
right? So it's a language and it's a conversation, mm-hmm. and you have to be willing to acclimate yourself to that. How did I scale? Consistency.
Yeah.
Mm. Just consistency, bro. So I would say our focus has been different over the years, but primarily focusing strictly on management, mm-hmm. just management. In 2020, July 2020, I had about 20 accounts or 20 units. And then within 3 years, we went to about 100.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
So just consistency.
Yeah.
Just consistency and putting out content. Not necessarily for Instagram or Facebook, because real investors ain't looking for that.
Right.
They're not even on social media.
Yeah.
But the content, just putting out consistent content and being a resource. But consistency is the number one thing to scale. Just doing the same things every day.
Yeah.
And then we've introduced some new systems and people into the business over the years to help us grow and help me manage my time.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of where I found the best opportunity to scale. It's just consistency, doing the same things over and over.
Yeah.
And then being able and willing to learn as well. So my contractors help me learn.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, as a property manager, my thing is for my clients is to save them money. Right? You can go to YouTube or Google and find any plumber.
Right.
But if you're going to pay that price, why you got me?
Hmm.
Right. So I need to be a little better on my price. So what does that mean? I got to work with my contractors mm-hmm. a little bit, right? I can't pay top dollar and still save my client money.
Right.
Otherwise, what is my value? So understanding the value as well and where you provide value in the marketplace.
Yeah.
That's good.
I got another question before we jump into the details of the bus tour.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a common misconception on where to buy real estate
mm-hmm.
a lot of times.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, sir. That's a good one.
We all hear of gentrification.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, a few months ago, it was this guy, he posted his house on Facebook for rent.
Okay.
Middle of the hood.
Okay.
The price for this house, astronomical.
Got it.
I'm talking that joint went from like zero comments to like 400 comments within the hour or two of people. Why would you cut? And he stood 10 toes down on, listen,
okay,
this is what I invested into this house. This is what I will get for rent mm-hmm. in this home. And it was mm-hmm. beautiful
okay.
how you redid the home.
Okay.
Is it worth buying a home
in a bad neighborhood?
In a bad neighborhood to flip it whether it's rental or I wish they rent, well, for rental or to flip it. Mm-hmm. Is it worth getting it in a bad neighborhood, or should people really be, because that's when you hear most people, I'm not getting the house, I'd never do it over here. I'd rather go into a decent or better neighborhood mm-hmm. to buy a home and do the same thing.
What's your goal? That's my first question. What's your goal? The reason most of my clients are out of state is because they want to take the emotion out of investing. Okay. They don't care about zip codes. They care about the return on the investment.
Gotcha.
So the return on investment is most important. Take the zip code out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's first. Second, a house in the hood, if you look across the country,
mm-hmm.
what you're seeing is the downtowns.
Yeah.
Of every major city
yeah.
is going through revitalizations. Mm-hmm. And it's been that way for about 5 or 10 years now, mm-hmm. right? So almost every major city, or even a mid-major city like Cleveland, the downtowns look phenomenal.
Yeah.
So what's happening? Now you got that shift.
Mm-hmm.
When we were young, and I know we close to the same age, but when we were young, the shift was to suburbs.
Yeah.
Let's go to the suburbs. Better schools, mm-hmm. better homes, better neighborhoods, better policing,
yeah.
right? Well, what's happening now? All those suburban folks is coming back to the cities,
yep.
right? Why? They want to be close to the downtowns, to the shopping, mm-hmm. to all of those things. And they want it from us too.
Yeah. Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So if we're going to keep it a buck, let's yeah. keep it a buck, right? So, but to answer your question, there's a strategy
mm-hmm.
for every zip code in the country. So if you bought a house on the south side of Youngstown,
mm-hmm.
I got two questions. How close is it to the hospital?
Mm.
And is it quiet at night? If you can tell me it's quiet at night,
uh-huh.
that 3-bedroom or whatever he bought,
yeah.
I could rent it out to the nurses and do 3 times the amount I could do for a traditional rental.
Quiet sometimes is relative.
What's that?
Youngstown quiet is relative.
I get it, right? I live in the city in Cleveland, so quiet is relative. So just think about it from a typical person's perspective. Do I hear sirens at night?
Yeah.
Is the young boys bumping that music at night?
Yeah.
Right? If I don't have those elements, but I'm in the hood,
mm-hmm.
I got something.
Yeah.
I got something.
Yeah.
There's always them nice areas in the hood where it's like old folks that keep up.
Yeah. You know,
it could be a nice yep. area.
And it could be street by street. Mm-hmm. It could be block by, you know, block or region by region.
But it's a strategy to
it's
everywhere.
A strategy for everywhere. So if he bought that house in the hood and redid it and made it to Taj Mahal,
yeah.
good for him, because now he can rent it out to corporate housing or traveling medical professionals who will pay for that house
because
they don't know the neighborhood. They coming from somewhere else.
Right.
Right. But they looking at the neighborhood or the house because they see pictures.
Yeah.
Right. And then there you go. So there's a strategy for everywhere. So your question was, should you buy it in the hood?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Also, here's what we haven't discussed. The margins are better in C grade neighborhoods than they ever will be in A and B neighborhoods.
Oh, wow.
Talk about
so in Cleveland on the bus, we segment the zip codes that we help our clients buy.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm not a realtor on purpose because I'm not just going to sell you a house, right? If I'm selling you the house, I've got to continue to have a relationship with it because I manage the asset. So I'm going to sell you a property in a neighborhood that's easy to manage, but it's still the hood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we're looking for C-grade neighborhoods that have a consistent return on investment better than the suburbs.
Nice.
So you can buy in Boardman, but you ain't going to make no money. Not from a cash flow perspective. Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you can buy in Youngstown in the city. Don't have to be the South Side, but you could be in the city.
Yeah.
But how close is you to St. E's?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep.
I got it right.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So how close is you to, you know, Youngstown State?
Yeah.
Mm.
Can we go students?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. How close is we to Youngstown? I know it's this, the university's in the hood, right?
Mm.
How close is we to Youngstown?
Hmm.
Can I get some students, even international students?
Yeah.
Who going to pay the top dollar? Because the house is nice.
Just thinking outside because the box right there.
So you asked me, you both asked me questions in a roundabout way. What does it take to be successful in real estate? Creativity.
Come on now.
Creativity. If you only go for what the banks tell you, or what you learned in college, which we know wasn't much, or high school, you won't make money in this business, right? You have to be creative in order to make money in real estate.
Yeah, y'all got to get on this bus.
Listen, y'all speaking of the bus, let's dive right into it now.
We've been dancing around the bus.
Yeah,
man.
We have been. So
this is too good. Tell us about the bus tour.
Listen, we had them on earlier this year, and we talked about the bus tour heavily. So we will get into it now. Give us the details. What is it about? What's the name of it? The dates?
I couldn't wait. Right, I couldn't wait. So the bus, the title of the event is called the Real Lit Bus Tour.
Oh man.
Okay, Real Lit. How we real lit. The Real Lit stands for real estate literacy. At my core, I'm an educator. Real lit is real estate literacy. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what we're doing is we're bringing the bus. We getting lit, right? But we getting lit for information.
Come on now.
We ain't clubbing. We ain't partying. We ain't tricking. We get into that bag on the real level. Right?
Come on now.
So the bus tour, I started about 3 years ago, and we host 2 events a year. This will be our second one for this year. And essentially, like I said, we're bringing our whole team together to help people understand how they can invest in Northeast Ohio. Cleveland is probably the number 2, number 3. It's definitely a top 5 real estate market in the country. So all of the dollars follows the information. Mm-hmm. When the USA Today puts it up there that Cleveland's a top 10 market, everybody's flocking to Cleveland. Because you know who reads that? Investors who investing in Wall Street, guys who got money, right? Families who have a little something, who's looking to fast track. They're looking for where they can get better returns than 6 to 8%. Cleveland real estate has consistently been 10, 12, 14% or better. So we look at Cleveland as that opportunity, and it always has been that way. It's just now getting popular. But so the bus tour, and we just bring the team together. And you asked me about the people that benefit the most, those three types of people, that beginner, the person who's been in before, or the experienced investor who has some dollars and maybe have some property in another state, but they heard about Cleveland and just not sure.
Nice.
So the bus tour brings all those resources together for us to be able to help them understand the marketplace.
Yeah.
Because if you don't live there, you need to understand some nuances about where you're living or where you're investing.
Yeah.
And so you're not going to get that from Google and YouTube.
Right.
You have to have some boots on the ground. And so all of our resources are put in play on the bus. It's an all-day or two-day event, right? It's a two-day event. And so the first day is just all bus. So that's the general admission is the bus tour. It's $97. $97.
For all that information.
Let's stop right there.
$97.
Right. How many seats we got?
It's a big bus, 50 seats.
Man, y'all people, listen. Once we get halfway, we're gonna bump it up to 5. Say no.
So here's what I got. I only got
50 seats.
So we do have limited seats. And I've got, I don't know how many of the last count, but I got a special situation for you guys here, right? But the bus really fast tracks. It shortens the learning curve for that person who is just looking to get started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Most of us don't start in real estate to invest because of fear.
Yeah.
Or lack of information. And fear is a powerful motivator.
Yeah.
And usually it motivates you to do nothing.
Yep.
Cripples you.
Absolutely. So the bus tour is really about resources. It's about people and getting your foot in the door with other professionals that look like us.
Yep.
That will help you fast track what you're doing. And so we've had great success with the bus. I don't know how many people have. So we've had some wholesalers come on the bus.
Nice.
And I trained one young lady who did 2 or 3 deals over her first 6 months. She worked with me over the course of my 90-day program. And she did 61 deals in 2022.
Oh, wow.
Come on now.
Nice.
61 deals, averaging about $7,500 per deal.
That's fire.
So she took that.
Yeah.
Got out of real estate
and
now is doing something back in the medical field where she was professionally trained.
Hmm.
So just imagine how powerful it would be to set aside $150,000.
Yeah. So you teaching folks to get to that real bag.
I ain't on here for no reason,
you ain't
bro.
Playing around.
Man.
Listen, so, 50 seats, get there, man.
So we got, so that's one person.
Mm-hmm.
I have another young lady. I have to highlight Miss Kenya, who came on the bus tour. She saw my ads on Facebook like 2 a.m. She's like, something about him just resonated with me.
Mm-hmm.
Never met her. She jumped on a bus, bought a ticket, and brought her cousin. We see that a lot. People always bring other people, right? And so she brought her cousin, and she's married. And Kenya, her and her husband had a home, but they didn't really want to buy in Cleveland. right? They didn't want it. Her husband was dead set against Cleveland because he's from Cleveland.
Okay.
He didn't want that hood house. Yeah. He did not want that house in the hood. They live out in the suburbs. Mm-hmm. He ain't coming back to the city. She came on the bus. She worked with Patrina, my realtor.
Mm-hmm.
Patrina found her a home in the Cleveland Heights, mm-hmm. in a suburban area. B-grade neighborhood, mm-hmm. but it had a side-by-side. So they could live in one and rent out the other.
Come on now.
That's called house hacking. So their biggest expense is their housing.
Uh-huh.
Now they live for free because she came on the bus. She saw my ad, spent $97, and now she's living rent-free.
Hmm. Okay?
So listen, there's stories all like this all over the place.
Yeah.
The reason I highlight those is because we can all relate to people like that.
Yeah.
Right? Somebody, Laura, who was the wholesale young lady,
mm-hmm.
she has a medical background. She didn't even know real estate. She took an online course from somebody, you know, before she took mine.
Yeah.
And that got her feet wet.
Right.
She did a couple deals,
mm-hmm.
but she just wasn't making traction.
Yeah.
I helped her refine and redline all the stuff she was doing. And now she got to 60 deals in 1 year.
Yeah, that's nice. Dope. That's dope.
I'm going to be honest with you. You just threw me off with the 97. This whole time we was talking, I'm thinking like, so, let them go to the link. Because, you know, this is a heck of a deal. I don't even want to. So, I won't scare nobody away. But $97.
So yes, sir. So that's for the general admission. I didn't touch on the VIP.
Let's get to the VIP.
So there is a second day as well for our VIP. Mm-hmm. So what we're doing, the general admission is 97. It's an all-day event from 10 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
After 6, we after 6.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We after 6, right? So we got tickets to a comedy show at the Improv in Cleveland. I think the comedian, his name is CP. Chris Powell, I think, is his name. A good brother. I've seen him several times.
Okay.
Dinner and drinks, all, you know, that's included. And then we got private transportation. So there's a second bus that's going to take us from the hotel to the entertainment venue.
Nice.
So then we have dinner and drinks, and it's a long day. And so usually we shut it down about midnight after the comedy show. Sunday morning, we have a master class with a brunch that's off the chain.
Mm.
This brunch is off the hook. So we have a master class, and in that master class, we really dive deep into the mechanics,
okay.
and the science behind the deal. So that two-day event is $397.
Still a heck of a deal.
Still a heck of a deal.
Still a heck of a deal.
And then there's a little sweetener. We mm-hmm. want to sweeten the deal a little bit, sweeten mm-hmm. the pot. So a couple sweeteners is I'm offering for all of my VIPs, which I didn't do last time, a personal one-on-one.
Nice. Oh, nice.
So we'll be able to understand your situation, meet with you one-on-one for about 45 minutes, understand your credit, your money, your situation, and figure out how we can kind of help you get to that next step.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're ready and you don't know it, but you just need some information to get started. Maybe you think you're ready and you're not, and you still need some information to kind of mm-hmm. get you so that you can be ready in the next 3 months or 6 months.
Yeah.
So either way it go, we have the opportunity to be able to help you. And then last, so we've been working this and working this and working this. So, we're shooting the final two episodes for our docuseries
nice.
For streaming TV. So we've got a TV show that we're filming.
Nice.
And so this is our fifth and sixth episode that we're filming at this upcoming event.
It's beautiful.
So we'll be putting, so everybody's got to sign a release,
mm-hmm.
But we'll be putting it on display for TV.
Nice.
Oh yeah, that's big. Yeah,
so everybody does their thing a little differently. You see these bus tours all over the country. I'm running mine on TV. So nice. I'm trying to be first to the market. Nice. So we'll see how it goes.
So if somebody buys a $97 ticket
uh-huh.
and they get on there and they're like, man, this is fire. Can they upgrade?
If there are seats available, yes. So okay. the VIP has to be limited to 11 people.
Got you.
The second bus only holds 11.
Got you.
Right? We did that for a reason. A, we wanted to be more intimate.
Mm-hmm.
If you think of like your classroom, you're going to get more information with right. a smaller Absolutely. Class size. So we wanted to be more intimate.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, 50 people walking into the Improv. Yeah. 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 So we and it's a smaller bus.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a smaller, more private bus. And then we can have a little fun, too.
Nice.
You know? So I would say, you know, folks, if y'all on the fence, I would go for that. $397, you said?
$397.
Go for that, you know, because it's a limited, like you said, a two-day. That's priceless. You know, so you're not just paying for all of this.
We making it sweet. We gonna make it sweet. We got a little sweetener.
Oh, it's sweet. Yeah.
We got a little.
That ain't no splendor.
This ain't no splendor.
I got splendor, Stevie, and agave. Nah. All right. Yeah. So here's what I got.
This brown sugar.
Today is Monday. Until Friday. Buy one, get one for any of your people. Anybody watching the show.
Yeah.
Because I know you put it out tomorrow, right?
Yep.
So Tuesday through Friday, once the show is out, anybody interested, you can DM me on Instagram.
Yeah, we have all the information.
Tone Robinson Consulting, DM me on Instagram. Or if you don't have Instagram, because I know everybody don't have Instagram.
Right.
You can message us. You can text
me. You can text me at 216-832-3675. Text BOGO, B-O-G-O, to that text, and we'll make sure.
Get a number one more time for him.
We have it.
216-832-3675. Text BOGO to that text, and we'll make sure we get you hooked up. So buy one, get one.
Tone Robinson Consulting on across all platforms?
Facebook and Instagram, LinkedIn. I think it's just Tone Robinson on LinkedIn.
Okay.
But either way, Tone Robinson Consulting everywhere.
We'll have all your information in the show notes and everything.
So listen, buy one, get one.
Till Friday.
That's dope.
I can only do it till Friday because I think we're gonna sell out, and so I want to make sure. I want to make sure that we
leave
some people some room for some of my people. So one thing every bus we try and do something a little different. And as I went to InvestFest, that's my opportunity to learn. Right. So in that same vein, I'm working with my brother Dre, who's gonna be on the bus, but we're gonna do the show on the bus.
Nice. Yeah.
So from 4 to 6, after the bus tour is over, we have classroom time. So we get together in like a conference room. In that conference room, we're gonna do the blended views the conference room and take live questions from the audience.
Yeah, it'll be dope.
In a podcast setting.
Nice.
So my brother, I want to make sure we extend that invitation to you. Yeah. So if you're available September 30th,
I'm there.
Make sure you come.
Yeah.
We're gonna have this format. I don't know if the ladies will be available, but hopefully the ladies will be available.
We'll see about that.
We
love them. We love them.
Yeah. And so we want to make sure that we incorporate what you guys into what we're doing. We appreciate the opportunity and working with you guys. And there's a lot of business opportunities and synergies for us. But I want to make sure we deepen the bridge that we started from Youngstown.
100%.
Almost a year ago now, actually a couple years now, but we want to spread that bridge a little further. Mm-hmm. And so we want to make sure you guys are on with us. We're going to do the podcast from the bus tour.
It's going to be super dope. Sounds and this good. Is September 30th.
September 30th. Today's the 11th. So we got 19 days left.
3 weeks.
Just about 3 weeks left for the bus tour. Again, Saturday, September 30th. Yeah. It's an all day event from 10 to 6. If you guys want, even if you just want to come to the bus tour and not do the VIP, which I do suggest the VIP.
Oh, absolutely.
But you can stay overnight. We got hotel accommodations at the DoubleTree Hotel in Independence. Fire. It's a 4-star hotel. We got special discounted pricing. I think it's like $139 a night. It's $139 for a hotel room. So we got special pricing to make sure, because right now, if you looked online, I think it's over $200.
Yeah,
because it's a Browns game that weekend as well.
Yeah.
So you already know it's going to be wild. So, and we're going to be downtown right in the heart of it.
Yeah.
So Saturday night, Browns game, you know, if you from anywhere in Northeast Ohio, you know it's going to be nuts Saturday night. So we're going to be down in the heart of that.
I'm going to wear my Pittsburgh at the Improv.
Hey, man, bring it. You know what? That might be a little dressed down, though, for the Improv. I think you would want to bring some After Six gear for that Improv.
There you go. Well, brother, we appreciate you for blessing our platform.
Man, this has been dope. But you guys, y'all ran the jewels again. I appreciate the questions. Really, this is a phenomenal opportunity to be and meet with you guys and kind of promote the show, but also promote what we're doing as well and cross-promotion. And it's the bridge and the business. Yep. That we talk about, and we're going to find ways to deepen that, but this is phenomenal. Yeah. So I definitely appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate the collaboration, man. Thanks for coming on, as always. Dropping some gems,
like
yourself,
as always. Yes, sir.
To the people, and listen, please support. This is Black-owned, This is how we build our communities. Yes. This is how we build each other.
It's how we shift that wealth gap.
100%.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. You really to have transformational, absolutely. Which is your lifetime, yeah. and then generational wealth, yeah. you have to make some sacrifices, yep. right? One of my guys, I was just having a conversation with him this week or last week, and we were talking about how he can get his first one.
Mm-hmm.
He wants that first one so bad he can taste it. He said, well, what do you think I can do to, you know, kind of get the ball rolling? I said, you need transformational change, bro. Mm. What are you willing to stop doing?
Yeah.
I took that away from InvestFest. What are you willing to stop doing today that can make that change for you?
Yeah.
Because 90% of it is not, most of us got enough money.
Yeah.
It's how we spend it. Yep. Absolutely. Right?
Yep.
So what are you willing
we talk about this all the time.
To yeah. stop doing?
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
So what are you willing to stop doing to make a real estate investment
mm-hmm.
an opportunity?
Yeah.
Right?
Set your whole lineage
up. To set everybody up. Listen. And it only takes one property.
Yeah.
Right? So just imagine what Kenya and her husband, who didn't even want to buy in Cleveland, but he's from Cleveland
yeah. Heights,
so he was coming back home.
Yep.
So we made this a whole synergy
yeah.
Come on.
With bringing them back into the fold,
yep.
bringing him back home, and letting them live for free. If that's not a house hack, if that ain't worth $97 for you to take your biggest expense, which is yes. your housing, if $97 well, isn't worth that,
we don't want them there.
We don't want them there.
Take your $97
Go to the club.
Listen,
right? Go get that's a soft bottle.
Yeah,
but go ahead and spend the $97.
Yeah. Skip that haircut that week.
You ain't even got to go do ahead. That.
Yeah, you ain't got to. It's $97. You waste that throughout the week, so it's just
spending that on Starbucks.
Yes,
listen.
It's $97.
Make your own coffee at home. Come get this information. Change your life. Change your family's life. Remember who wins when you win. And just get in the room.
And as you said, it's not what you need to do. It's who you need to become.
That's it.
Who you need to become.
Changing a lot of lives out there, brother.
I appreciate it, man. I mean, that's the goal, is to have some impact at the end of the day, is to have a little impact.
Yeah.
I don't like to consider it motivation, because really we're going to all do what we want to do.
Yeah.
But if I can have a little impact, that means you're going to feel it.
Yep.
Absolutely.
If you feel it, that'll get you to act. And that's the fence. Getting off that fence.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, you can straddle that fence, but at some point you're gonna have to stay on that fence or
that's
get off.
That's right.
And so, you know, we really want to help people who are really on that fence and considering jumping over.
Yep.
You gotta jump off the porch at some point, man. You gotta jump off that porch.
The day and age we live in, it's not a better time to start stacking up assets and getting your
and that's what we teach, because really, I mean, that's a great point, because the banks will teach you to save your money,
mm-hmm.
go get you that pretty first time home,
mm-hmm.
right? And you're really just trading one bill, which is your rent, for another bill, right? It's not an asset until it pays you.
Yeah.
And so
that Kiyosaki there.
That's Robert Kiyosaki 101, bro.
Come on now.
You got to have something that pays you. So we teach, buy that 4-unit property as your first property, mm-hmm. not the single family home, because those other 3 units will be able to pay mm-hmm. for you to live for free. So again, at the end of the day, it's all about living for free, reducing your expenses and living for free.
Yeah. Tone, we appreciate you again for coming on to the show. We'll get you back on here. But of course, y'all will see us September 30th. We'll be back on with Tone Robinson. Real Lit Bus Tour, September 30th. Get to the site, get your tickets. Till next time, play the moments, pause the memory, stop the pain, keep the happiness on repeat. Peace.
Peace.
Peace.